Elizabeth and Alex are the adults who are working with this these students. They are from the Academy for Music. And you'll meet each of the students in just a moment. But they are here to sing for you. And I think you'll enjoy what they have planned. Join me now as we welcome the Rising Voices Youth Choir. The Rising Voices Youth Choir. What a beautiful song. I want to turn to Elizabeth, and can you tell us about the song and tell us about yourself, too?
Yes, so that was White Winter Hymnal by the Fleet Foxes. That was one of our kids' picks this season, which I was thrilled by. I ran an a cappella group in college, and that was one of our go-to staples, and so when they asked for it, I was entirely thrilled to do that. We do have another pop song in the set coming up. We have Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, which is the song that they arranged themselves this season. So we have the five kids, and at the climax of the song, they sing their own part individually, which is very exciting. We've had a pretty busy season this year, running around at gallery crawls and the holiday markets, and we hope to have some more things coming up next season.
That's great. Now we have five students who we'll meet in a moment. But Elizabeth, tell me about yourself and a little bit about Alex and the work that you're doing.
Well, Alex and I have known each other for a very long time, 6 or 7 years. We went to college together. We were both in the Duquesne University vocal performance program doing operas together, doing Dialogues of the Carmelites and Marriage of Figaro and The Voices of Spirit, and that was fantastic. We started working together running choirs my sophomore, your junior year? Junior year. and we ran an a cappella group for a few years. When we graduated, we realized we wanted to keep working on directing choirs, and so we worked together to start this program in residence in the Hill District.
That's great.
Went around to the schools, did presentations, grabbed any kids who were interested, and I did not expect to get these five precocious little minds I did, and they have pushed both of us, I think, to really reconsider and improve our teaching styles, which has been awesome.
That's terrific. Let's meet each of you. We might as well do that now. Can you tell me your name and how old you are?
My name's Bailey. I'm 9 years old.
And where do you go to school, Bailey?
St. Benedict the Moor.
Would you like to give a shout out to anybody who might be listening or anybody who brought you here today?
I'd like to give a shout out to my big family.
Wonderful. It's very nice to meet you. What neighborhood do you live in? What community?
I live in the Hill.
In the Hill District? Well, it's great to meet you. Thanks. Let's see who's next to you right now. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Zoe.
And Zoe, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Kentucky Avenue.
And what community do you live in?
I believe I live in Greenfield.
You do. At least that's what my notes here say. Would you like to give a shout out to anybody?
I'd like to give out a shout out to my dad, who may be out Pokemoning.
Well, he's listening maybe, or he'll listen later. So does he do a lot of that?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Do you ever tell him he ought to just do other stuff?
No.
No.
I enjoy it too.
It can be kind of fun. Well, it's nice to meet you. And these are two of the younger members of today's choir. And now we have three older members. What's your name?
Howdy, my name's Sanaya.
Hi, Sanaya. Have you been here before?
Yes, I have, sir.
I recognize your voice and your personality, too. How old are you now, and what grade are you in?
I'm 11 in the sixth grade.
You've got a great voice, Sanaya. All of you do. But
thank you, sir.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Schiller Avenue.
Pittsburgh Schiller?
Yes.
A great school. Ms. Paula is their principal, I do believe. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Hi. Hi, Mom. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Sanaya. And what's your name?
My name's Juliana.
And where do you go to school?
I go to St. Benedict the Moor.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
I would like to give a shout out to my dad. You know, he's the GOAT and all that. And my mom.
Is that a good thing?
Yes.
And I forgot to ask Sanaya, do you live in the Hill as well, Hill District? And what about you, Hill as well?
Yes, I live on the Hill.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. Thanks. And then finally, I think this is, who are you?
Nakaya.
Nakaya. And you're at Pittsburgh Kappa. I can tell because you wore a t-shirt. What grade are you in?
Six.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
My mom, my grandma, and my granddad.
When you're in sixth grade, do you have a major at Kappa? Or
yes.
What is your major?
Vocal.
Excellent. Well, how appropriate, too. Well, it's so nice to meet all of you. Thank you for being here today. And now I think next we're going to hear your special arrangement. Is that the next song? Hallelujah is a song well known. I can just take that for you, Elizabeth. Is a song known by folks. You'll recognize this song if you don't know Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. They're ready and focused. And here again, the Rising Voices Youth Choir.
Well, I got-
Just beautifully done and arranged. You all are such good performers in addition to singers. The Children's Museum of the Ohio Valley, not this Children's Museum, but another Children's Museum, just wrote to say how much they are enjoying listening to you today. The next song that the Rising Voices Youth Choir is going to do is one I know you will recognize, and I can't wait to hear what it sounds like. Here they are again. Simply beautifully done, the Rising Voices Youth Choir, and I'm so glad you tuned in today to hear them. I think we have time for one more. We'll sneak that in, and let me bring the microphone back to Elizabeth. I always want to be sure I get your last name right. It's Chichester.
Chittister. Like the nun, no relation. But... Okay. That is the same pronunciation. It's also spelled differently. She has two T's.
I didn't
know that.
And
my family has the one.
So it's Chittister. And Alex Sabo playing piano.
Yes. I just wanted to very quickly thank you for having us on again and to wish all of your listeners a happy holidays. I also wanted to invite everyone who is in the Pittsburgh area. Our darling Bailey has a leading role in a Pittsburgh-written Sleeping Beauty holiday musical at the Gemini Theater in McKees Rocks today at 1 o'clock and 3:30. If anyone is available to come, we are going to go as a little group, and I wanted to extend an invitation to everyone. And when else is it, Bailey?
It's also tomorrow at 1 o'clock and 3:30.
All right, so today and tomorrow at 1 o'clock and 3:30.
And it's the last weekend, I think, right?
It is.
Okay, well, good luck,
so
Bailey.
So if you haven't gotten out to see it, this is the weekend to do it.
We have some multi-talented students. You're going to recognize the next song. And then, just so you know, we have an episode of Crossing Fences coming up. And then Colin Pinto Martin, I see just a little bit of him out the window. There he is. He's going to be joining us. He is a tremendous percussionist. Handmade Percussion is the name of his group. He'll be with us. This next song's initials are JB. Do you know it? I think you probably do. Here again, the Rising Voices Youth Choir. Bravo. We hope to see you again soon. And Alex Sabo, great. Hope I've got your name right. Alex always likes to be in the background, but we need you. You sounded great. And thanks, kids.